Hey, fellow Warzone listeners. My name is Zach Camps. If I'm not golfing or slinging my cans of Monster, I'm usually thinking about Dynasty Fantasy Football. A couple months back, I joined the Patreon just to take my Dynasty passion to the next level. And I'll tell you what, well, let's just say there's writer downers for days in the Patreon. As a member, you get access to the bonus pod where the guys take the filter off and talk about a wide variety of topics that maybe they won't cover on the normal show. You also get access to Memphis and Jerry for one-on-one advice, personal dynasty dilemmas. They'll tackle them for you, help you out with it. You just don't get that anywhere else. But I'd say my favorite part about the Patreon is the group chat. Tell you what, these guys are some excellent minds, tons of fun. The fire in there is amazing. Great platform to post trade questions, debate rookie values, share insight, interact with some cool people from across the globe. You know, shout out to those guys in Australia. They're blowing my phone up all the time. You know, the best part is there's no Twitter trolls or Facebook trolls arguing about stuff they don't know anything about. So if you want to enjoy your Dynasty experience even more, win those championships, pause the podcast right now, sign up, and you can thank me later in the group chat.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor. It is your host, Memphis, at DWZ Memphis. That's right. I have changed my Twitter handle. It used to be FF Memphis. It is now DWZ Memphis. The change came from many years ago when I first started dabbling in the black arts that is Dynasty and Fantasy Football. I was with a group called the Dynasty Football Factory, hence DFF for short. And for the longest time, even after the Dynasty Warzone and myself and Jerry, my co-host over there, when we left the Dynasty Football Factory, on good terms, they're great people. Michael Goings, the owner, amazing dude. And for the longest time, I kept DFF because it was always part of my resume, if you will. But it's time to rep my brand. It's time to rep the DWZ. So if you need me, it's now at DWZ Memphis if you're looking for me. A couple of things. So first of all, thank you for tuning in. Greatly appreciate the support, not only here at the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor, but also over at the Dynasty Warzone. Appreciate all of you that are listening to both pods. It's been greatly noticed and greatly appreciated. So tonight's show is going to be interesting. It's going to be the usual contractor in the format that you're used to. Nothing's changed. Got a guest, co-host, and he jumps on with me. Now, this guest was a last-minute guinea pig. He is one of our patrons over at patreon.com/DynastyWarzone. And the reason why I needed a guinea pig is that this is the first one that was also live-streamed on YouTube. It was live-streamed on Dynasty Warzone, the YouTube channel. It's not under a posted video. It's under live streams. And it's a little rough. I'll just be honest. My thoughts, because it was just me and Nick, who is my guest this week. And I'm trying to do the audio in the form that I always have. I'm trying to watch the video. You know, I'm kind of, you know, Ricky Bobby-esque. Like, what am I supposed to do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands. And it was new. And just like when I first started podcasting, it's going to take me a while to get comfortable in my own skin. Took a long time to get used to hearing my own voice on podcasts, whether it's my podcast or guest spots on other podcasts. And it's going to take me a little while seeing myself on video. But hey, I had to start somewhere. Just had to dig in and say, today is the day. And let that be the lesson for any of you that are out there that are thinking of doing anything. You're thinking about going back to the gym or starting to work out, do it. You're thinking about starting that business on the side, maybe you're going to chase your dream, do it. Don't much like Dynasty, don't get too risky, but at some point you just have to start. You know the old saying, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So that's what I did. There's going to be some glitches in the audio. There might be a pregnant pause or two. I tried to clean it up a little bit. I think the content's still good, and I wanted to make sure that I gave you that disclaimer right from the get-go. But this is something that we'll be doing fairly regularly from now on. All of the Dynasty Warzones and the Contractor will be live streamed at the time that I record them, but they will always be found in just podcast form. I know not everybody watches pods or content on YouTube. I know it's my son's favorite medium to enjoy content, but if you're just a good old podcast listener, don't worry. It'll be here on the Dynasty Happy Hour contract, on the Dynasty Happy Hour feed under the contractor. So what's going to go on with the contractor, man? It's not going anywhere. I absolutely love doing this. It's really becoming one of my favorite things to do each and every week because I get to interact with you. That's the whole reason for doing this. It's the whole reason for the Dynasty Warzone Patreon. It's the whole reason for doing the podcast. It's about talking Dynasty with like-minded owners. So I'm going to help people with their roster up until probably, I'd say, the last weekend in August. Then what I think I'm going to do is once we do that, I'm going to go back and start bringing on old guests. We're going to go back. We're going to look at where their roster was when we first talked. We're going to look at where their roster is now after they've made some deals. What does it look like? And we'll be able to interact with some of these people throughout the season. So if you still want to get on, I'll be honest, there's a little time. A little. If you're looking to get your lineup, I'll always help you. I'll answer an email. I've gotten a lot of emails lately. I helped a gentleman just the other day with a trade question. And no problem. I'll do my level best. But if you're looking to be my co-host, if you're looking to jump here on the Dynasty Happy Hour contractor, you get maybe four or five slots left. And then we're going to go back into recapping. And then we'll roll back into helping repair and redo rosters, you know, sometime after the Super Bowl. So that's what's coming down the pipe. A couple other things. The Dynasty Warzone will be up to 3 shows in, we'll call it the last week of August, first week of September, as we go into the regular season. More on that soon, but if you enjoy the content and you're looking for some different content, hint, hint, make sure you rate and review and subscribe to the Dynasty Warzone. Do that here for the guys. All you got to do, hit pause on this podcast. Simple thing. Hit pause. Go into the rating review section. Leave a 5-star. Put Memphis is the man. Memphis is a nice guy. I like Memphis. Whatever it is. If you hate me, I don't care. I don't give a rat's ass. Just go in, leave the Dynasty Happy Hour a rating and review. But I would really ask that you leave the Dynasty Happy Hour a 5-star because that's the guys over the Dynasty Happy Hour. Then you can go over to the Dynasty Warzone. You can leave me whatever review you want over there. I would prefer a 5-star, but give me what you think I deserve. But on this feed, please give them a 5-star. We're all trying to grow. This is becoming a very competitive space, and we need your help. We do a lot of this stuff for free. I do 2 Dynasty Warzones shows for free a week. This show's free. The help with rosters, mostly free. We do have some Patreons that jump on as well. But that's how you can help us out. Other cool things going on, just with me in general, is we've added a doctor. We have Dr. Kyle, who is the official doctor of the Dynasty Warzone family of pods. He is a doctor of physical therapy, and he'll be popping in and out of the show, man, and that's going to be so key for the last several years whenever there's been a major player injury. Think about Debo, who recently broke his foot. Think about those hamstring injuries. Think about my co-host Jerry's always riveted by a good groin injury. You know, we'll be able to ask Kyle firsthand. Realistically, the team doctor is going to say this. In your experience as a medical professional, what does that do? A lot of times we read tweets and articles from like Dr. David Chow or Matt Betts, who is the physical therapist / doctor of the fantasy footballers. But it's great to read those guys' content because both of those guys, Betts and Dr. Chow, are both amazing, amazing at what they do. But that leaves me the layman trying to read and then interpret that for you, who is also a layman. Man, won't it be kick-ass to have a doctor that we're actually able to talk about with these injuries, give us a realistic expectation? So that's pretty cool. He's going to be on next Wednesday's Dynasty Warzone with me, and we're going to talk about the 10 players most likely to have a reoccurrence of injury, or the, you know, they're the biggest injury risk going into 2020. And if you're listening to this as it drops, you can rest assured that there was a new 3-team parlay on the show that dropped June 26th. It was the Bears, the Texans, and the Titans. So lots of good stuff there. Last thing I got for you, and I'll get Nick, and we'll get into his lineup. We're doing something really cool with our friend Kyle August of the FF Smackdown Pod. That's the Fantasy Football Smackdown Pod, formerly the Fantasy Football Fellas. So what we did was to help, I guess, raise money, for lack of a better term, Kyle, Jerry, myself, and a good friend and former co-host of the Dynasty Warzone, we all pooled our money, and it was a lot of money, but we bought an autographed DK Metcalf. It's got like a JSL or a JLA certification with it. I've posted the pictures on my Twitter at DWZ Memphis, and you can see those. You can see the authentication of the jersey, and we're giving this thing away. We've already paid for it. All that money went to the Scott Fish Bowl. I think that's awesome. That's why we paid as much as we did. But you can win it for free. Here's how you do it. You go to iTunes or Spotify or wherever it is that you rate and review pods. You go to the Dynasty Warzone feed and you leave a 5-star. In the comment section, you can put your name, your Twitter handle, or your email address so that if you were to win, we'd be able to get a hold of you. That's entry number one. 5-star on the Dynasty Warzone feed, name / Twitter handle / email address in the comment section. Then while you're there, you go over to the FF Smackdown. That's the Fantasy Football Smackdown feed. Leave them a 5-star. Same thing, name or email address or Twitter handle, and boom, you now have two entries. We will do a drawing on August 9th, the weekend of the 9th or 10th. We will do it live on the YouTube channel, and the more entries that you get, you know, you can have one, you can have two, but you can also get a third. The third bonus entry is inspired by Scott Fish. Scott Fish of the world famous Scott Fish Bowl. And so what you can do to get a bonus third entry is just send us a picture of you doing good in the neighborhood. That's you helping out in your community. You could be working on a Habitat for Humanity project. You could be donating time at a local homeless shelter or like a soup kitchen, feeding the homeless, playing cards or hanging out at a nursing home. My wife used to work in a nursing home many years ago when we first got married, and the number one request was just people donating time. You know, people in a nursing home, more often than not, can afford to be there or someone's paying for them to be there. They just need someone to hang out with and talk to. Coaching Little League, especially if it's not your kids, that's great. Donating your time to like a Cub Scout or a Girl Scout troop. Any donation of your time gets you a third entry. All you got to do is screenshot your 5-star reviews to each program and the picture of you doing good in the neighborhood, and that can get you up to 3 entries. And then you can send them to me on Twitter, again, at DWZ Memphis. You can send them to Kyle, at Kyle FF Fellas, or you can email them to me. Again, if you don't like delving into the world that is the cesspool of Instagram and Twitter, all you got to do is go to DynastyWarzone@gmail.com and just email them to me. Email your screenshots just right from your phone. 1, 2, 3. You click the three screenshots. You email them to me. I will add you to the list and you'll be entered for a chance to win a DK Metcalf jersey, which is pretty sweet. A little bit of your time gives you a shot to win something pretty sweet. Courtesy of myself, Jerry, Kyle, and Mr. Mike Jernigan. So anyway, thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for everything that you're doing to support the show and shows. And without any further ado, let's get a quick word from Trophy Smack before we bring on Nick. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I'll see you guys back here next week, even on a holiday week, for a brand new episode of The Contractor. Talk to you soon. Take care. Are you looking for a reminder of your fantasy football greatness? Are you looking for something to set your league apart from those dime a dozen jabroni leagues out there? Then head over to trophysmack.com and hook your league up with the best trophies in the game today. And not only will you get the best trophies in the game today, you can get a free championship ring up to a $59.99 value by entering in the promo code DWZRING. You pick out your trophy. Which one do you like? You put it in the cart. You add the ring to the cart. You add the promo code DWZRING. Makes the ring free. And your league is now a step above the league down the street. So if you're looking for the best, You want to be the best in the game. You want to have the best league in town. Go over to TrophySmack.com. Get that trophy. Get that ring. Use that code DWZRING. And let's have a big season. All right. We are live here for the first time ever on the Dynasty Warzone YouTube channel. It is your boy Memphis at DFF Memphis recording a contractor for the Dynasty Happy Hour. Now, all of this will stream live on the Dynasty Warzone feed. Don't ask me when. I'll do a better job of tweeting them out going forward. But tonight, I have a guest. We're just going live. This is a little bit different than I normally do the contractor. But I promised a YouTube video this weekend, even though last weekend it was the shits. I'm bringing him back, man. It's my buddy. He is one of our Patreons. His name is Nick. Nick, welcome to the Dynasty Warzone Patreon. Nick, welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Little scatterbrained. This is why I didn't post the first video, but you have to start somewhere. The audio, I feel like, will be better. I'm using my normal mic setup and computer here in the basement, where I have created a makeshift podcast studio, but the world is demanding more YouTube, and a lot of people enjoy YouTube. I know my son does. So thank you for being the guinea pig on the very first show.
Happy to be here, and guinea pig all the way.
Guinea pig indeed. So, man, how long have you been playing Dynasty?
I'm going on a little over 10 years now playing Dynasty, all different formats.
Yeah, you can tell because you have ventured into what I would like to refer to as the black arts of Dynasty Fantasy Football, and that this is IDP. The only thing that could be more scary is a good friend of the show, the Dynasty Warzone, Shane Hallam. He was trying to rope me into a 75 or 80 man roster. It was like one of those campus to Canton deals where it would have been full IDP, double tight end premium, must start two tight ends, 10 defensive players, 10 offensive players, full Devy. I'm like, no.
I haven't dipped my toe into Devy. I know you and I talked about that right when I joined, and I don't know enough about it, and I feel like it would take over my life.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. It's you can only serve so many masters in life, and between trying to be a good dad and husband as we record this on Father's Day, and trying to be an exceptional employee to my company, there's only so many hours in a day. And obviously, I want to be good at the Dynasty content, so I really save the Devy stuff. Now, I do have one league, the old Herm Edwards rule of one. I have one IDP league, and never should, you know, what they say in Ghostbusters, don't cross streams. There will be no crossing of streams, sir. So we're going to jump into this thing. This is IDP. Let's see. My next question is, what's the scoring format besides IDP? But let me ask you this. Let me get into the IDP first. Is the IDP very linebacker heavy, or is it more evenly spread?
Tackle for losses are a huge thing. So D tackles are a lot more valuable than as you can see the cornerbacks are, because they don't get any special premium or anything like that. Tackle for loss. So you can kind of stack points going that way.
Okay. And then the offensive scoring format, it's one QB. I've got that part down. 10 or 12. I'm sorry. This is your 14 team league.
Yeah, I'm the commissioner for this league.
And is it full point PPR? Is it tight end premium at all?
No tight end premium, half point PPR, -4 for interceptions.
Now, I would assume you do play in full point PPR leagues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I prefer that, but.
Okay, that was going to be my question, because I'm starting to see, as I'm helping more people with this, I'm seeing more and more people with half point PPR. I've got one league that way. I'm fine with it. It really neutralizes that Tariq Cohen type running back of the world, a guy that I've James White, another guy that I've leaned heavily on over the years. So I just wanted to get your input on that. What's the activity of this league like, man? Now you're the commissioner. I'm hoping you're keeping this thing going.
Oh, yeah. So this actually was a rebuild of an additional league that fell apart because we've had owners leaving. So I actually had to this is our second year, so I actually had to replace an owner already. So we have a group chat on Facebook. We have text messages, so it's a lot pretty active. Probably trades at least a couple times a week. So lots of active guys, especially now. They kind of wanted to get everything moving a lot quicker. So now it's a little lull, like I told them it would be, but can only tell them so many things. It's a lot of first-time dynasty players in this league.
Well, a lot of activity is a good thing. And one thing that I've always prided myself on is being that catalyst. That if I have a group chat that's gone stale for too long, I'll just throw something out. I'll throw out a tweet. I did this in one of my leagues, quote unquote, an industry league. And I threw out the Kareem Hunt news that he had been attending the Zoom calls with wide receivers that came out this week. And I'll throw his name out there, JP Hurley from the Dynasty Trade Calculator. He was like, giving me a hard time for doing it. And I was like, A, I'm not too good to use a hype piece to try to sell a player. And B, I'm just trying to stir this thing up. And we've actually had about 4 days of good chat in there. Part of it had to do with the Scott Fishbowl and donations. And for those listening that aren't in the Scott Fishbowl or don't know what it is, A, it's the world's largest fantasy football tournament that I know of. This year it's 1,440 players. It raises a crap ton of money. And this year, now in the past, all of the money raised had went to Fantasy Cares, which is a great charity that Scott basically created a couple of years ago. And all the money, all the money goes to, at least used to go toward raising money for Toys for Tots for kids at Christmas, which is awesome. But this year, Scott was like, just donate to what you're passionate about. And man, I thought that was cool. Now, one of our Patreons made a donation, which we forwarded along to Sal Lito over at the Scott Fishbowl Podathon. And then Jerry and I are going to appear on the Podathon for the Dynasty Warzone. So we donated as well. And then my personal individual donation was to Some Assembly Required. It's an adaptive strength athlete team. A lot of ex-military soldiers, men and women, who have lost some kind of an appendage, and they are learning how to use weights and exercise adaptively. So that was my donation because I'm big into working out and fitness, and I thought that was cool. So anything that you can do, man, to keep the group chat going, it could be local news, it could be whatever. I think it's great. And now, have you guys ever used the Facebook Live feature on this particular thing?
Yes, I did. We did that for the initial bingo ball hopper to choose draft order. I did Facebook Live that way. It was never did it before, so it was nice because then you can go back to it for the people that weren't a part of it and just show that it was nothing was finagled or anything like that for draft order.
Yeah, I think that's great because that's something that I will wind up doing here. So on the Dynasty Warzone feed, I don't know how we're giving it away because it's a joint venture between the Dynasty Warzone crew and the Fantasy SmackDown crew, which is my buddy Kyle at Kyle FF Fellas. We're going to be giving away an autographed DK Metcalf jersey. So however we do it, I'll get Kyle on a YouTube live and we'll. I don't know if we got to write everybody's name on a ping pong ball and put it into a hopper and draw them out in my basement. My wife will love it. Why are you buying 50 ping pong balls? Where's my black Sharpie? I don't know,
The
babe.
name of fantasy football.
I don't know, babe. Haven't seen it. No clue. So, lots of good stuff going on. We're talking about the group chat. Why are you looking for the help of the contractor?
So this isn't like a normal keep everybody dynasty league. So I know when I first joined, me and you had a phone conversation. I was telling you a little bit about it, where you keep six players, one franchise player, and then we roll a dice and you lose one of those players. And then the rest of your offense goes into free agency. IDP, you keep four defensive players and any rookie you drafted, traded for, and didn't start that season automatically goes to your roster for forever until you start them or trade them. So we have a max of 40. So it's kind of playing with fire, so to speak, because you can't really load every single year because you don't know who you could possibly lose. Like I lost Julio last year, and that was my biggest kick because I couldn't afford him because I lost in the championship.
Gotcha. So this kind of reminds me, are you familiar with John Bosch?
No.
He does Dynasty Game Night. He runs the FC, the Fantasy Cares Eliminators. You might see a lot of those on Twitter. He does some unique stuff like this, and I think this is a fascinating format. In this league, you still have your rookie draft to go.
Yep.
Okay. So let's just start running down this roster. Now, this is a 1QB. You've got Sam Darnold and Carson Wentz. How are you feeling about your quarterback room? Now, as a Patreon, you know I love Carson Wentz. How do you feel, though?
I'm a closet Sam Darnold fan. Not many of us out there, but for a backup quarterback, I'm fine with it just because of how he looked at times last year. I don't see him dropping anywhere, and with Carson Wentz getting hurt, I think I'm fine right now in a one quarterback league. I don't have to stretch or anything like that to overpay for anybody else at this time, unless Carson Wentz, something crazy happens to him.
At least with Sam Darnold, you know he's going to get one more year because he's going to continue to get the benefit of the doubt that if anything happens this year, it's going to be Adam Gase's fault. It's not going to be Sam Darnold's fault. He's going to get the pass that I don't think a guy like Baker will. I think there's going to be a lot of heat on Baker next year if he both A, performs poorly, and that team misses the playoffs. Now that's my bold take. So I'm up to two bold takes on the season for 2020. My second bold take of the year is that Baker Mayfield will finish dead last in the AFC North in fantasy points, but the Browns will make the playoffs. I think you're going to see a very Minnesota-esque run the ball, and play some really good defense. There's a lot of talent on that team, and that's what Sam Darnold doesn't have. Sam Darnold is not surrounded by Odell Beckham Jr., and he's not surrounded by Landry and Hooper and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Oh, by the way, everybody I just mentioned was a Pro Bowler at one time. Jack Conklin, the new right tackle, pretty sure he was a Pro Bowler. A top 10 rookie pick in Jedrick Wills. So he should have no reason why he can't have a satisfactory season. Again, I don't think he needs Peyton Manning in his prime numbers to get out of the season without heat, but he definitely needs to win football games. So we'll see how that goes. As it relates to Darnold, man, he'll be fine. Even if his value will continue to hold, because I just think we like him more than we like Baker. He's going to get the benefit of the doubt. He's a good kid. We like him because, like, he's younger than Joe Burrow, if I remember correctly. If not, they're real close to the same age. So he's going to get a pass. And then the other ginger on this team, Carson Wentz, is a personal favorite. It's just weird how fickle and how short-sighted that the dynasty world is. And I think part of that has to do with the ADD culture that we live in with our smartphones and what have you done for me lately? You know, what's the new big thing? And we forget that just a couple of years ago, in his second year in the league, that Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate.
Yeah, he would have won it if he wouldn't have got hurt.
I believe that is correct. Now, I can't guarantee that they would have won the Super Bowl, but for Nick Foles, it's weird. The further he gets away from that Super Bowl, the more of a pass he gets. Mm-hmm. You know, he is now on his sixth stint with it's his sixth stint in 9 years on five different teams because he was with Philly twice. He was winless last year and had an INT to touchdown ratio of 2-3, 3 TDs and 2 interceptions. He got hurt to start the season. They brought him back and he did not play well and they benched him for Gardner. So, it's weird that we continue to give some guys a pass. So I think both of these guys are going to have their challenges, but I think they're perfect for you. I think Wentz is going to give you a top 8 quarterback floor with a top 3 quarterback ceiling. It's going to come down to how that defense plays. And he looked pretty good last year with less than stellar components around him in Philadelphia. So I believe that with the addition of Rager, a healthy Zach Ertz, Goddard coming back, Alshon maybe, and I know there's some worry about him starting the season on the PUP, DeSean Jackson, they added Marquise Goodwin. I mean, I'm not going to go as far as to say Wentz is working with what Baker's working with, but he's certainly working with better pieces than he moved last year. So in a one QB league, I'm fine. What you could do is you can go see if Andy Dalton is available on the waiver wire, and you can have the holy trinity of ginger quarterbacks in the NFL.
He's gone.
Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm joking, but I'm also halfway serious in that Andy Dalton is someone that I'm looking at. So if Dak, so it's been said, so we're recording this live on Father's Day Eve, that Dak is going to sign his franchise tender tomorrow. That would be Monday the 22nd as you and I talk when we're recording this. But if Dak does not sign a long-term deal by July 15th, so just about 3.5 weeks, they would then either have to negotiate a contract from the time the year ends and the start of free agency, or they have to franchise tag him again, thereabouts. You know, I'm
Yeah.
generalizing. So right now they're paying him like $31.7 million, something like that. If they have to franchise Dak again, that would be like almost $40 million. Dallas barely has $40 million
Yeah.
of cap room next year. You know, you wouldn't be able to bring any free agents in. And I think Dak could be low-key trying to Kirk Cousins his way out of town. And if he doesn't play well this year, which I firmly believe that he will play well this year, but it does not take a strange chain of events to have Andy Dalton as an, you know, out of nowhere starter in 2021 for the Dallas Cowboys. So I was half joking about the Ginger Trilogy, but if you can find him out there cheap, or if someone will throw him in the back end of a deal in a super flex with this kind of a league, I wouldn't. I'd move on. Running backs. You have a guy that I love as a stash on the back end of your roster, Rodney Anderson. We'll get into him. Man, this is like the injury away team. You've got Chase. You got Chase Edmonds, Damian Harris, Ronald Jones, Latavius Murray, Chris Thompson. I don't see any aces or deuces, but I see a couple of RB3s floating around back here.
The whole reason why I picked up Damien Harris was since I joined the Patreon. A couple times that you talked about them, and I was like, "Well, $5, why not? What's the worst that could happen?" I have an atrocious running back committee right now, so it can't make it any worse.
Yeah, now we're going to talk about your rookie draft, which has not happened in this league, here in just a bit. Now, I like Rodney Anderson. Your boy Joe Mixon has used the H word. He has said hold out. Now, he's not gone as far as to ask for $16 to $13 million like Dalvin Cook, but we'll see how this shakes out for him. Chase Edmonds looked great in this offense. I think anybody with a receiving game pulse would look great in this Cliff Kingsbury offense. He got hurt last year. They brought in Kenyon Drake. But Kenyon Drake, I think, is making $8 million. And let's be honest, Kenyon Drake's never shouldered the load for an entire year for an NFL team. If you go back and look at his touches over his career, I don't think he's ever had more than 200, if I remember correctly. So if Chase Edmonds were to get mixed in, that's going to be a pretty potent, high-power offense. That might be a low-key, what I like to call double trouble backfield, where two guys could have a little bit of value. And I'll save my man crush Damian Harris for here just a minute. Ronald Jones, I just can't do it. And here's why. I know a lot of people, Ronald Jones is very polarizing on Twitter for social media, and I get why. Extremely talented guy, but my biggest fear with him is that he's not a good pass blocker. And if you're not a good pass blocker with Tom Brady and you get him whacked one time, you're done. That's my only concern with him. Don't get me wrong. I also think he's not a very good pass catcher. I know people will argue in this stat and that, but you know, through 2 years in the league, I've not seen the pass catching profile that I would like to see. Latavius Murray. Now, if that other guy in New Orleans happens to say the H word, you could be in business. Might give you a nice little flip potential. And then Chris Thompson. I know people like him because he's attached to current offensive coordinator Jay Gruden. I mean, I guess the 3 games he's healthy, maybe he does something. I still believe that's Leonard Fournette's team. Last guy, Damian Harris. Yeah, you brought it up, man. Third-round draft capital. I basically considered last year a redshirt. Tom Brady does not play well with rookies. Ask N'Keal Harry. We're going to talk about him in just a second.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to want to give this kid a chance to shine. What is this, the third year for Sony Michel?
Yep.
This very well, I mean, at this point, I think it's easy to say the Patriots are not picking up his fifth-year option. And you know James White's going to be mixed in the passing game. I don't know what Rex Burkhead will do. And for that reason, based on his cost, I don't mind Damian Harris. You kind of need a break here on this team. So what draft? Let's go ahead and skip to the draft picks because we've got to paint a little bit of a picture for the listener. What's the plan moving forward with this running back room and your draft picks?
So I'm currently the high bidder on Dari Ogunbowale. So he's just another one that I was trying to get. I got for $5, but I got the 102. So I'm planning on going after JT because I'm pretty sure that Clyde Edwards is going to be gone. So I was actually trying to trade back from the 102 to try to get to the 4 or the 5 to possibly snag Dobbins, but no one wants to move. So that's kind of what my thought process is to hold on Jonathan Taylor because obviously he's not right off the bat. He's not going to lead dog or anything like that. Marlon Mack's going to be there. So got to be patient with him. And I kind of want Vaughn, but I kind of don't because just because of Brady's shelf life there. And I don't know exactly what that running back backfield's going to look like. I don't want to have to do a draft pick just to handcuff somebody that could possibly be non-existent in the next 2 years.
Okay. The reason why I bring that up is because I like Keyshawn Vaughn. I think he'll have use early this year. Keyshawn Vaughn is my classic pump and dump player. He's not special in any way. The only thing special about him is his landing spot. And that landing spot, I think he could be this year's Miles Sanders. Hold on a second. Don't wreck your car. Don't throw yourself into a piece of machinery at work. What I mean is he's a guy that's probably going to get off to a little bit of a slower start because of the COVID and the rookie season and lack of reps with the offense. We don't know what training camp's going to be. But I do believe that as the season wears on, he's an older rookie. I think he's 23. Mm-hmm. I think he's someone that both head coach Bruce Arians and Tom Brady will like. And he's the kind of guy who's going to play real well down the last 8 weeks of the season. And he'll be much more featured as a runner. He's a really good pass blocker from everything I've read in his scouting portfolio. So I think for those reasons, I think when your boy Darway Ogunbowale are on the field, it's kind of like what they did with the Patriots. If Sony was on the field, they're kind of saying, hey, we're going to run the ball. If James White or Darway's on the field, you're saying, hey, we're going to rush the ball. I mean, we're going to pass the ball. But if it's, you know, a guy like Keyshawn Vaughn, he really reminds me of if Peyton Barber was like the Walmart brand, then Keyshawn Vaughn's like Pepsi. He's like Mountain Thunder or whatever it is, and he's the real McCoy. I think he's just a little bit better. Neither one of them are good for you long term, by the way, but it's just enough to get you by. So he's a guy that if you do wind up with Keyshawn Vaughn, I think he's the kind of guy that will have even more steam on him this time next year, and that will be a great time to unload him. You used him. He bridged you to 2021. My only concern is that as of today, I don't get that vibe out of the 2021 running back class that I do out of this year's running back class. I know there's Chuba, and I'm drawing a couple of blanks here, but it's not like last year's class where we all knew Akers and Swift and Dobbins and, you know, Edwards-Helaire popped out of nowhere and Jonathan Taylor's stock continued to rise all off season. I don't know that those guys won't appear over the course of a season. Oh, Travis Etienne, pretty darn good at football, by the way. I know that much about college football. He's really good. But yeah, you're definitely going to have to work on this running back room. But you do have pieces at wide receiver if you needed to move them. So you got Chris Godwin, N'Keal Harry, Keyshawn Johnson, the one in Arizona, not the one who wrote the book, not the one who wrote the book, Give Me the Damn Ball.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen, Anthony Miller, Marquez Valdez, Scantling. I want to talk about two guys, but I want to talk about Thielen and Anthony Miller. But how are you feeling about this running back room?
So Chris Godwin's obviously my golden goose. I've been on the Chris Godwin train since his rookie year, so I'm glad to see it finally paid off for me. I have a lot invested in him. I've been getting trade offers. I tried to get Calvin Ridley, but obviously Calvin Ridley is going to cost a pretty penny. So I tried initially to move Adam Thielen in a first for Calvin Ridley, and no one bid on that just because obviously he's not guaranteed to keep all these players for the reason why how we do our franchise or how we do our dynasty league. I know Adam Thielen without Diggs there is going to obviously get the targets. Anthony Miller, second half of the season, came on pretty strong, so glad I still have him. But I'm unsure on N'Keal Harry, not for him in particular, just to see what he does with a full season, because him and Stidham, obviously you've said numerous times they were the twos together, so they got a lot of rhythm together. So I'm hoping that pays off and I could possibly package him on a deal to get a running back or something like that.
Yeah, I do like Harry. Again, it goes back to that offense, and I don't know. Tom Brady's been in New England for 20 years, and now he's gone. But I do know that over the last half decade, every time that I've watched Patriots football, which even if you don't live in Boston, they're crammed down your throat whatever the maximum number of primetime games they can get a year is. So you see a lot of it. Tom Brady just does not feature rookies for the most part. I mean, I'm sure there's an outlier and someone will at me and say, but Memphis, what about so-and-so? Yep, I missed him. The two guys I want to talk about are Adam Thielen and Anthony Miller in that black and blue NFC North division. Now, Adam Thielen, you know, is just 2 years removed from tying Calvin Johnson's record for consecutive 100-yard games in a row. I think it was 8 or 9. I think 9 would have broke it and 8 tied. Does that sound somewhere in the neighborhood? And, you know, he had a hamstring and an ankle last year. He only played 10 total games in the playoffs. But if you're a contender, this is the one that you just have to monitor the situation. If you're a contender and he's doing what I think he will do, you will have a nice 1-2 punch with him and Chris Godwin. It's just going to be great. But the third guy, even though if this was full point PPR, I would really love Anthony Miller, but I really love Anthony Miller. He looked great down the stretch last year. They did not bring back Taylor Gabriel. And in two wide receiver sets, I don't think this guy leaves the field. I think it's him and Allen Robinson. I think you'll see formations with him in the slot and Tariq Cohen out wide. And you're going to see some interesting formations. And I think this Chicago offense is one that I'm still low-key buying into. I know everybody hates Mitch Trubisky. I believe Mitch Trubisky will be the starter. I mentioned Foles earlier. He did not set the world on fire. Never really has. But that guy gets so much credit for winning that Super Bowl. And he should. That man should never buy a beer again in the state of Pennsylvania. And they should be building statues of him in Philadelphia. But I just don't think he's any good. I mean, he's, what, 31, 32 years old? I'm sorry, he's not the answer. I don't think Mitch is great. I think Mitch is limited. But a lot of what Miller did last year was with Mitch. And I think this lit a fire under Mitch's ass. He said publicly this past week that, you know, he didn't deserve to have his fifth-year option picked up. And I kind of like it. I just hope that they're going to maximize this offense. Matt Nagy gets a lot of credit for being a quote-unquote offensive genius. But, I mean, I got a lot of air quotes going on. I don't know if it's because I'm on camera. I'm like Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know. But I do know that I do low-key like this Bears offense. I think it will be better. I think the defense will be better in what I believe is year number 2 under Chuck Pagano. Not a good head coach, but a good defensive coach. And I do believe that the Bears defense will be a lot better. And when the defense is a lot better, I think the defense will put this offense back in a lot of short fields. They'll create turnovers. And so for a guy like Anthony Miller, man, that stock up. The one thing that you could do is try to move Adam Thielen for a veteran running back. of equal level. The problem is that I feel like that's your biggest advantage right now. Is in a 14-team league where you lost Julio. I would hate to have to give up Thielen, but that's a call for you to have to make in season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be a team with a young running back core. You're going to have to quote unquote manufacture wins. You're going to have to play matchups perfectly. You're just going to have to get, you know, just right. And you're also going to be smart enough to know when to punt and say, hey man, I just can't do it this season. I'm better off packing it up and packing it in and, you know, playing for 2021.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to accumulate as many picks this year as I could to get what I could. I think I have 16 or 17 draft picks.
With this roster, man, I would be looking at around like week 4, week 5. You're going to kind of have a feel of what everybody is. Maybe Damian Harris is a steal. Maybe there's an injury in front of you. Maybe a guy like Mixon or Kamara held out, and you can really, you know, get some really solid production. But even that's fleeting. You know, you could be riding Latavius for 4 games, and then in comes, you know, Kamara fresh off a holdout. And by the time the playoffs roll around, yeah, you made the playoffs, you limped in. But one of the big horses you were riding is now riding the bench while the young hotness and Alvin Kamara is getting all the fantasy points.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful with that. But I do love your tight end room. You have the very productive, though often injured, Evan Engram, a guy that I absolutely love in Irv Smith Jr., and one of the most intriguing mystery boxes of the 2020 season at the tight end position, Ian Thomas.
Yep.
So what would you want to do here? I don't think you're going to be able to package anything up to go get a Kittle or anything like that.
No,
but
I actually just moved Kelsey for Engram and some draft picks. So I got 2 seconds, a third, and Evan Engram for Travis Kelce, just because I knew I wasn't playing for a chip this year, and I'd rather get the highest value I could for Kelce at that time.
Okay, well, I don't know that that was the highest value, but if Evan Engram can repeat what he did as a rookie, and he can just stay healthy. And, you know, if you hit on – so you got 2 seconds and a third?
Yeah, two high seconds and a third.
Okay. Well, if it's a lot of ifs. You know what they say, if your aunt had balls,
yep,
she'd be your uncle. But if he could stay healthy and you hit on one of those two draft picks, you'll like that in the long run. I mean, Travis Kelce's 32 years old, and – you know, they're going to owe him a lot of money in 2021. I think that they owe him about $9 million, and I believe zero of that's guaranteed. Now, I'm not saying they're going to cut Travis Kelce, but it's the old possible versus probable. Is it possible? Sure. Anything's possible. Is it probable? Probably not. But to go from a guy who's in his early 30s to a guy who's in his mid-20s that has flashed, you just need some consistency. And I love that offense in New York. I mean, is it a stretch to say that outside of Saquon Barkley, he's the best offensive player from a skill position standpoint on the Giants?
I don't think so. They're a track field too. They're all fast.
And I think we all like Darius Slayton this year. I think we're all thinking that he takes a step. But if everything's, you know, equal, that, and they brought in the clapper. You know, Jason Garrett's the head coach there. Did you ever see Jason Garrett when he was clapping in Dallas? Did you ever see him feed Jason Witten?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fed him till he popped. You know, he came out of the booth and had a fairly productive year, you know, in his mid-30s. So with Daniel Jones and what I like to consider an ascending offense, now not to the level of Kansas City, but an offense I still like, that's good. One of these other two young guys, though, so – what you need is you need to catch a break. You need all three of these guys to be good and the ability to move one for more future picks down the road.
Yeah, because I love Irv Smith, and half my league's like, who? I'm like, just wait.
Yeah.
Just wait.
That's one of the downsides of not being in a – even though they're into it, like from a group chat standpoint, doesn't mean that they're into it.
Yeah.
You know, outside of the most active degenerate – out there, most people couldn't pick Irv Smith out of a lineup. And Kyle Rudolph's still there. So yeah. you may not have much flippable. I'm not going to get into the special teams, the defense, and that's not really what the people are here. So do you have your draft picks pulled up in front of you?
Yes.
Okay, so you have the 102. I have no problem with JT. If you add JT to this team, yes, it's going to be slow going. But this is a dynasty roster, not a redraft roster. And I firmly believe that by the time the season gets rolling, that JT will only continue to ascend. And I think this is a team. So for those that are new to the contractor, on the Dynasty Warzone, we've been previewing teams three at a time. And I believe it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did the Colts. And the Colts were top five last year in rushing attempts. I think it was 471, if I remember correctly. That's more than enough to go around for both JT and Marlon Mack. So I don't think you have to worry too much about him eventually getting his share. So you have the 102. I like the JT pick. That's Jonathan Taylor for maybe someone who's missing the abbreviation there. And what other picks do you have?
So I got the 113. So my plan was if take best receiver there. I know Rager won't be there. So I'm hoping that either T. Higgins is there or either one of the other wide receivers. I don't think I would take Denzel Mims. I thought about even possibly trading back there because I have the 201 as well.
Okay. Well, I don't think that you can go wrong with maybe trading for a veteran running back as well. The player that you're going to get at 113 is not going to make an impact. Now, let me ask you this, because if these guys don't know who Herb Smith is, they're probably not very in tune to what they want to do with certain players in a rookie draft. I'm trying to make sure I phrase this correctly. So I don't know that they will understand the value of the 113, so I think you're just going to have to make a decision there.
Yeah, because I don't think Pittman's going to be there for me either, just from some of the other drafts I've done.
Pittman's going to be close, even with the non-quarterback. Now, do you think any of these guys would be crazy enough to take a quarterback in the top 12?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think there possibly could be Tua and Burrow both going, because the year before we started this, we did our rookie draft separate. And the 1-1, Kyler Murray went first overall instead of Josh Jacobs, and that fell to me.
Well, that's never a bad thing. I'm trying to continue to remember that, hey, we're going to do this, and you got to be careful when you bust these guys out of bubble wrap, because mm-hmm. once they come out of their shell, for lack of a better term, you lose that ability,
protection,
whatever you want to call it. Okay, so then you have the 113, then the 114 goes. So then you have two out of three picks.
Yep, I have the 201, 204, and 206.
Oh wow! So you're gonna be
and the 211 and the 213.
Okay, well, I think that's a good thing, because there are some running backs in the middle of this draft that, even though it would be quote-unquote a reach for you, but due to this unique format of this league, since you can only keep and protect so many guys, I think that's when you need to start looking at guys like Darrington Evans, guys like Anthony McFarlane, Antonio Gibson, Josh Kelly, especially Josh Kelly. You know, we've covered this multiple times on the Dynasty Warzone since the NFL draft, that Josh Kelly is more like Melvin Gordon than anyone else currently on the roster in LA with the Chargers. Justin Jackson's much more like Austin Eckler than he ever was Melvin Gordon. And I really see Josh Kelly. He could be that from the 20 in guy, from the 20 to the goal line. And I also believe that you could see him and Austin Eckler on the field at the same time. So for a roster that really needs some oomph at the wide receiver position, especially if you're trying to compete, that's the way to go about it. And I love Darrington Evans. He's a guy that I think he's going to pop. I think he's going to pop sooner rather than later. I think Tennessee is not going to be quite as good in the actual NFL this year. They can still put up plenty of stats for fantasy. But as game scripts change for the Tennessee Titans, they're going to need more work in the passing game. And I really want to see how they're able to use this kid, Darrington Evans, in the passing game. I think that would be bananas. So those would be some of the targets I would look at.
Okay.
For sure. And then Anthony McFarlane, I feel like he's another one of those guys that's an injury away. And when the guy in front of you that you're an injury away from is James Conner, you're not that far away.
No.
You're really not. So all in all, man, I think this is a middling team. The one thing that we'll caution you on is we say this on the Patreon, and I can't curse because I don't want to curse too much on the Dynasty Happy Hour feed. I don't know what kind of rating they carry over here. But don't let pride start messing with you. It's a quote that I've used before from Pulp Fiction, the classic movie, where Marcellus Wallace tells him that's just pride messing with you. Don't let pride go messing with you. You're a smart guy, and you can always ask me because you're in the Patreon. If you think this thing's taking a turn for the worse, all you got to do is say, hey, man, what do you think? And I don't think it's tanking as long as you set a roster every week. Mm-hmm. If you never remember to replace an injured player, if you never forget to cover a bye week player and you field an active, healthy roster every week that does something, fine. Now, if you were to have, say you did pick up Andy Dalton, like we joked about earlier, and you played him knowing he was a backup, and that's borderline. But if you played Sam Darnold over Carson Wentz, you played a guy who's starting over a guy who's starting. If you played N'Keal Harry over Chris Godwin, you played a guy who's starting, who should put up some kind of a point score. Are you taking? Kinda. But are you cheating? I don't think so. Maybe some people listening will push back, and that's my thing. I just don't be afraid to pack it in too soon.
Yeah, well, we do the NBA lottery style for draft picks too. So it's not so much for tanking, but we do a loser bracket. If you end up winning your loser bracket, you get extra bingo balls and you could trade those bingo balls. So it's kind of still something for people to play for in essence. So I can only have 40 roster spots and I have 17 draft picks. So that currently what I have is 30 players. Who would you recommend getting rid of that I have currently?
Well, knowing limited on the offensive side of the ball, I would refer you to my buddy, Oklahoma. He's part of he used to be at the DFF like I was many years ago, and now he's with the Nerds. He's a great IDP guy. I would ask some of those guys. I do know that your linebackers are pretty good. I know Jayon Brown's really good. Roquan Smith's good. I'm actually interested to see what Tahir Whitehead can do in Carolina. I also like Darnell Savage. So that's going to be interesting on the offensive side of the ball. I would definitely get rid of Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Keyshawn Johnson, Chris Thompson, just to name three right off the top of my head.
Yeah, Keyshawn was just a protected rookie that I drafted him last year in one of the last rounds. And last year was, if he was either going to boom, he was going to boom last year of all years. So I think he's odd man out now.
Yeah, with Christian Kirk and Andy Isabella and DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald and Hakeem Butler, the odds of him doing something significant are slim and none. And that's a classic dynasty. That's a classic dynasty, I don't say mistake, but something people tend to do too much. It's just they just hold on too long. I mean, I like how smart and, you know, how quick you were to go like, yeah, I just didn't use him last year. It happens. But I would also say that in this format, again, that's why you want to be very in tune and keep a finger on the pulse of this roster because, you know, you start stacking up all these young guys, you may not want to cut any of them. So and that might be a way to help this roster wind up with a better chance at a better draft pick in 2021. Other moves that you could do, you could also take some of those 17 draft picks and try to consolidate to maybe a team that doesn't have a lot and try to move some of those for veteran running backs. I think David Johnson's a name that people have probably soured on. Now, it sounds like these guys in your league are experienced owners. They're just not huge dynasty guys yet. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a guy who's been burnt by David Johnson before. Maybe you can get David Johnson for a second. Maybe you can get James Conner for a second. You know, and at some point, you know, you can kind of feel your way around the draft. Maybe you can figure out a move to where you draft Anthony McFarland and then trade for James Conner. It's, you know, that way you lock up that mm-hmm. Pittsburgh backfield. There's a lot of things you can do with that many picks, but I would definitely cut three or four guys and then look to consolidate. Hey, can I add a second to the 113 and move up to the 110? And maybe get a Rager or a CD Lamb. I don't think, if you're telling me two quarterbacks are going to fall in there, Lamb may be a pipe dream,
mm-hmm.
but Jalen Rager may not be. Justin Jefferson may not be, if you can move up a couple spots.
Okay.
So certainly some things that you can do, but this is one where we'll have to be able to continue to attack it as the draft gets closer, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, all right, man. What else can I help you with before I get you out of here?
Nothing. I just finished up the fourth Patreon draft.
That was pretty cool. So I'm going to use you as just like a walking, talking advertisement for a second.
Okay.
For those that are listening that always hear me flap my gums about the Patreon at the start of the show, or at this point, they're probably burnt out on the testimonials of Kyle and Zach. What do you get out of the Patreon?
Just nonstop fantasy advice. It's great even just seeing, because you don't always have certain trades that you're looking for, but it's also something that if you see somebody put out a trade, I've done this numerous times where I'm like, oh, I wonder if somebody would take that trade that this person just put in the chat, and I've gotten a trade that way. It's just really, really fun group of guys that I talk the same way with my friends that I've been in a home fantasy league with for 10, 15 years. It's nothing's changed. It's just great advice and tips what to do, tips what not to do.
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that. And I just want to add two things and I'll get you out of here. One, it's our tribe. It's a tribe. For those that know, I'm a fitness guy. I do powerlifting 2 days a week and I do CrossFit 4 days a week. And that's always been part of the allure of CrossFit. Like I would have left, like the overall exercises are fine and I like them, but I've always been like a bro gym guy. You know, I'm worried about my peaks and my freaks, as Scott Steiner used to say back in the day. I'm bicep curls till I die. I still do bicep curls. Everybody else will be in there doing like bands and foam rolling, and I'm in the corner at the CrossFit gym doing curls. What of it? I've only got like 15s, 35s, and 50s, but sometimes you got to make chicken salad out of chicken scratch. But I wouldn't leave if it wasn't for the community. Some of my best friends right now are at that gym. I look forward to seeing them when I train with them. You know, one of the guys, we power lift together 2 days a week. It's literally, and my wife used to use this term and I didn't get it until now, is it's become our tribe. The Patreon is our tribe of people. They're from all over the world. And it's just like-minded people having a like-minded good time. And I appreciate you being one of our Patreons, and I appreciate you being bold enough to jump on to the very first ever Dynasty Warzone YouTube video. I apologize in advance for some of the for some of my choppy thought process and some of the choppy video, my crappy old school pride t-shirt that I'm wearing on this live stream. It's going to take some getting used to, but I appreciate you jumping on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, and I can tell you the day that I joined the Patreon, you texted me saying, hey, when's a good time to give you a call to go over your teams? So it's just something simple as that to make everything worth it.
You know, it's not always about selling stuff. It's about helping people. And that's what we do here. We do it at the Contractor. We do it at the War Zone. So, but again, on behalf of Mr. Nick, I am Memphis. And remember, here at the Dynasty Happy Hour Contractor, the roster you have today isn't a life sentence. We can help you. We can fix it. Hit me up on Twitter at DFF Memphis, and I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks, guys.
Folks, Kyle here. I'm a physical therapist and a fantasy football junkie. I've been doing Dynasty for a year, and I joined the Dynasty Warzone Patreon about 6 months ago, and never have I felt more comfortable with having Memphis, Jerry, and the guys in the Patreon chat help me with buys, sells, and navigating free agency and rookie draft. I can't recommend them enough, and so join the Patreon, because if you ain't first, you're last.